Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there. Here we go. I was done.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
With you on another Friday, giving you the infallible, the uncompromised, inerrant word of the living God. I'm Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, your host. This is the Days of Harvest Ministries, an extension of Word Outreach International, which we are coming to you live today. I want to say good morning to everybody who listens and those of you who will catch this in the archives. God bless you. Whatever time you may be listening. I'm so excited about what the Lord is doing in planet Earth. I'm telling you, it's just good to be here with you this morning. Once again, and as I share with you, sharing with you around the table of the Word of God, there's a feast going on, and the Word of the Lord is on the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout out to all of my friends and loved ones and those who are listening to the podcast. Especially one more time to the man who makes this possible, Mr. TaylorMade, Mr. Patrick Cook. God bless you today, sir, wherever you may be and whatever you may be doing. Amen. And to all of those other friends of mine who hosting shows with this particular podcast. Okay. I just want to say thank God for being in Tampa, Florida last week with some of my dear, great friends, Tim Fuller, Penny Fuller, and Mr. Richard and Dorothy Greer. Glad to be back again. I hope you guys are listening. Love you. And also Sister Donna. Praise God. I hope you're listening today. And thank God for you and your love and your support to what you're doing in the cause of Christ. Amen. Look, I'm so excited about what God has done. And hey, my mother dear. Love you, my mom. My mother that listens to it, my niece. Amen. Hey, sweethearts, how are you, Carlin and Isola Robinson? God bless you. You listened last week, and you told me how excited everything was for you. God bless you. I love you. Just wanted to shout out to you, let you know how much I appreciate you. Well, all right, let's get into the Word of God. We were talking last week, about we asked the question, is healing for today? And also our subtopic is, can I be healed? Can I be healed? Now, last week, we were Mrs. Fuller back down in Tampa, Florida, Penny Fuller. And we were talking from the particular passage of Scripture as the psalmist began to pen and talk in his writings about the children of Israel. And the Bible says that the psalmist penned these words. Psalms 103. We're talking again to some Psalms 103. And the Bible went on to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth, as we said, with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen. we talked about that last week, and we talked about the word all, and all means inclusive of everything. It's not a some, maybe, might be, a few, or whatever. Most, it is all. The Bible says, and he healed them all, of all their diseases, everything that brings disease, anything that brings discomfort, anything that brings distress, or either sickness to your life or to your body. The Lord, I said the Lord, said to his psalmist writer David, that you have been healed, who healeth you, and I, or me, of all our diseases, every one of our diseases. Listen, today I'm going to talk about three words that the Lord placed in my heart, and I want to say this because most people, the reason why they are not healed, or the reason why they're not receiving healing, is because of, I believe, basically these three words. The words we're going to talk about today are feeling, fact, faith. One more time, feeling. The word feeling, F-E-E-L-I-N-G. Fact, of course, F-A-C-T, and faith, F-A-I-T-H. Talking about feeling, fact, faith. Now let's describe feeling. Webster's Dictionary defines feeling as one of the basic physical senses of which the skin contains the chief end organs and of which the sensation of touch and temperature are characteristic. In other words, your senses determines your feelings. Now, one of the compartments of the soul of man's soul is tripart, which is the seat of his intellect, the feeling, which is the seat of his emotions, and his volition, which is the seat of his will. In other words, where your mind sits, is in your intellect. Where your feeling set is in your emotions. And where your volition or your will set is in the seat of your volition, what you will do. So what God has given us an opportunity to do, think, say, and do. Now, a lot of times when we think, which is in our intellect, the next composite of that is our feelings. What we sense, what we are able to touch or to feel in the respect of the senses of our organs. A lot of people are moved by their feelings. And they think that because they feel a certain way or they're having an experience in a certain thing, according to sensations or feelings, that that's what controls them. Now, it may be, the next word, a fact. It may be a fact, and that is the quality of being actual, of something that has actual existence. Your feeling, or what you may be feeling, is probably, most likely, actual. Now, listen. It's a fact that what you may be feeling is true. Now, most people are controlled by their emotions or their feelings. For instance, if I were to say to you, let me say it this way, if you were to say to me, but I don't feel good, well, that may be a fact. But watch the next word, faith. Faith says, Hebrews 11:3, we're going to give a biblical expression. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And my wife, Mrs. Robinson, who was with us on the broadcast last week with Mrs. Penny Fuller, had given an illustration once before about faith, and she said it's the acronym of F-A-I-T-H, for all I trust him. In other words, trusting who? Jesus. Trusting who? The Lord. The one who said he healeth us of all our diseases. And actually, the word faith, now faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance. Now is a present indicative of what's going on. It's now. Faith is. Faith is. Faith is. Is this present indicative of all things that are happening presently. Now faith. Faith is now. So now faith is. It's now. Or is. Or faith. If we can put it in that perspective, because all those three words symbolically mean the same thing. Now faith is the substance, a body, a mask, of things hoped for. It is evident. I'm hoping to be better. I'm hoping to feel better. The evidence of things not seen. I can't see it. I don't feel it. I know it's a fact, but I can't feel it and I can't see it. That I'm hoping for, I'm going to feel better. So, you know, sometimes we don't feel good does not mean it's not a fact. But faith says we can feel good because it's the substance of, glory to God, of things hoped for. Now, what is hope? Hope is the same thing as the rest of them. Hope is the attitude of becoming better, or our situation becoming better, or greater than what it is. That's hope. That's the definition of I can plainly say it that way. That you, in hope, you're believing that something will get better than worse. So it's the evidence of things hoped for. Evidence. Evidence is physical manifestation. Evidence is manifestation in the natural. Evidence is something that comes into existence. Evidence. It's the evidence of things hoped for. It is the faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. No, I can't see it. No, I don't feel it. But I know by faith. It has substance, and it is there. Praise God. Now, I pray that you've got that. We're talking about feeling, fact, and faith. And, you know, a lot of people are having a very hard time with the word healing because they're saying, can I really be healed? I mean, can I really be healed? I mean, what is healed? Let's talk about that. I mean, you know, Jesus, and we talked about this a while back when Jesus inquired of the gentleman when he asked a question in John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. He began to deal with him about his life and at the pool of Bethesda. And he asked him, he says, "Will thou be made whole?" That was one of the questions that he asked him in the scenario. And the man began to say, "Well, look, now I want to be made whole. I want to feel better, but it's just I can't be pushed into the water because other people that are getting there before I do. We know the story about that the you know that the man was brought there every year or whatever time that the water was troubled." And of the pool, and the angels came down to trouble it, and he couldn't get in. And so Jesus asked him, he said, "Look, you don't have to wait on the troubling of the water. It's not just a feeling." Here Jesus goes to tell him it's a fact that you can be made whole. He said, "But Lord," he said, "I have nobody to push me in the water. I put me in the water." Jesus says, "Look, healing is standing right in front of you." And did you not know a lot of times that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's our healer, who's our keeper, is standing right there in the front of us saying, "Will we be made whole? Will we be made complete? Will we be made absolutely, positively whole?" Now, I want to establish something today. Our feelings sometimes will not allow us the fact that we can be healed. Now, it may be a fact that you don't feel good, but the fact remains that faith says you can feel good. As Penny Fuller shared last week, she said about her mother in an episode with dealing with her mother on the broadcast there in Tampa, Florida. She said, by Plant City, we're at Plant City. She said to me, and she said to the audience, she said, when my mother was diagnosed with a situation that she was going to die, the doctors all came around, a team of doctors, a number of doctors, I think it was more than 10 or 11 in the number, that came around her in council and said, this is the situation, these are the facts. Your mother is in terrible condition and is basically on her way to death. And Penny and Donna, great women of God, they are, listened to the diagnosis. They were sitting there crying. They were all hugging each other, embracing each other after the report. I mean, come on, let's think about that. You've got a team of doctors who are physicians who practice healing, and they're telling you that your mother is going to die. How encouraging is that? That was the diagnosis. And I said to you last week that the good news is, the bad news is wrong. The diagnosis may be that you're dying, but the prognosis is that you can live. Hallelujah. You can live, friend. You can be made whole. You can live. Now somebody says, what do you mean? Well, the Bible says in Psalms 103, he healeth us of all our diseases. Not some of them, not a few of them, but all of them. As I share with you in the passage of Scripture out of the book of Isaiah, the prophet, in Isaiah 53, when he says, now listen, I'm going to read this to you again. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Out of the passage of Scripture, Isaiah chapter 53. Let's go there for the those of you who have your Bibles. Let's turn there, if you will. Very familiar passages of Scripture. Sometimes we read it all the time. Watch this. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 says, surely he has borne our griefs. In other words, everything that we deal with in life, griefs, that means feelings, sorrow. Listen, he has borne our grief. He has borne our grief. In other words, carried them and carried our sorrows. Yet, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5 of chapter 53 of Isaiah says, but he was wounded, or either tormented, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, bruises, we are healed. Now, I want to establish something with you today. Friend of mine, he didn't say that we could be, we might be, we should be, maybe we ought to be. He said in this last phase of that particular verse, the last sentence, he says, and with his stripes we are healed. I want to tell you today, you are healed at this very moment. Because Jesus paid the price for your healing and for mine. So you don't have to be in distress any longer. You are healed. Now somebody said, well, that was in the Old Testament. I don't know if that's really true. Well, let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to Peter, the man of God, the preacher, the one who denied Christ. The one who said that he would never leave Christ, that he would die for him, that particular Peter, the one who said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, that Peter, the one whose name was changed by Jesus, who told him, hallelujah, that his name was no longer Peter, but now he would call him, Simon, but he would call him Peter, and he would be named a rock. And Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That, Peter, is who I am talking about today. That Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and starting at verse 21. For even hereunto, 1 Peter chapter verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself, watch this now, he committed himself for a cause, to him that judgeth righteously, talking about the Lord, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, you and me, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Watch this. By whose stripes ye were healed. Now, Peter is echoing the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah says, with his stripes, we are healed in future, present, and future tense. And Peter says, because Jesus had died on the cross after the prophetic utterance of Isaiah in chapter 53 and verse 4 and 5, Peter echoes the same words of Isaiah the prophet in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 through 24, by whose stripes we were healed. In other words, not only was Isaiah saying it would be presently done, but Peter says now it has been accomplished. It has been finished. We are healed. Friend of mine, I want to tell you something today. You don't have to say, if it's the Lord's will, I know he's going to heal me. Friend, he's already paid the price. He's done everything he's going to do concerning your healing. He's done everything he's going to do concerning my healing. And I mean that's in any and every area of my life and your life. He has already paid the price. The Bible says he paid the price. He bore our sins, our iniquities in his body. And I want to tell you that the real reason for sickness and disease today, the major reason, the major cause, is sin. He bore those sins in his body for you and for me. So therefore, you and I are healed. We are delivered. We are made free from the destruction of this sickness and disease. Now, last week on the broadcast, on the podcast, we talked about Psalms 107. And we talked from that particular passage of Scripture. Listen, what the psalmist has to say again. He says in Psalms 107, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." So, hallelujah. Who hath redeemed? Who? He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The enemy had you and I bound in sin. But Jesus came and delivered us from the hand of the enemy. And why don't you just give yourself a high five and say, "I've been delivered from the hand of the enemy." Hallelujah. I gave myself a high five. Really, just a hand clap. We have been delivered from the hand of the enemy. Therefore, he said, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Look, I don't care what area you're in. I don't care what phase of life you're in. I don't care where you live. You can live in the guttermost. Or you can live in the utter. You can live in the guttermost or the uttermost. of life. I just want to tell you today that it can be north, south, east, or west. You are delivered in every area, and not only in every area geographically, but every area of your life, physically, spiritually, and mentally. You have been delivered. Praise God. You and I have been delivered. So he says, he got them all from every area. And they wandered in the wilderness, and talking about the children of Israel, in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. You know, have you ever been in a place where you just feel like you had nothing, nowhere to go, no nothing, nobody cared about you? You were hungry, and the next verse says, and thirsty, and your soul was fainting inside of you. You were saying, you know what, there's just no hope for me. Have you ever felt that way? Feelings. We feel like that. We have sensitivities. We have sensible sensations of touch. We feel like, hallelujah, that there is no hope for us. Well, I got good gospel news for you today. Yes, what you may be feeling and what you may be, as we would say, having a touch of. Somebody said, I got a touch of pneumonia. I've got a touch of the flu. I've got touch of appendicitis. I have a touch of sugar diabetes. I have a touch of cancer. Well, they've touched us, touched you and me or whatever those sicknesses and diseases come. But we don't have to let them live with us. Because I can tell you something right now. Listen at this. I have a very good word for you today. Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. And I want you to read along with me out of this book. Some people say it was the Apostle Paul who penned it. I don't care who penned it. The words are still just as true. If you penned it or I penned it, it's concerning the scriptures. Now, the scriptures go on to tell us in chapter 4 of Hebrews and verse 15. But let's read verse 14. So we can get an understanding of what verse 15 is saying. Seeing then that we have a high priest, a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. Now, some of us say, well, you know what, I believe I'm healed. I want to be healed. I think that I might. I can be healed. And my profession is that I believe that. But I just don't feel like I'm healed. I just haven't got that seemingly touch yet. Well, I've got a touch, but it's not the right one. I've got one of disease and disorder and distress in my life. And I just can't seem to be delivered from it, seemingly. I just don't feel good. Well, verse 15 gives you a description of what this guy who went into the heavenlies to proclaim for you and me. The Bible says that he, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed on into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. He's gone on because he's already said that he bore our sickness and our disease in his body. And with his stripes and by his stripes, we are healed. We were healed and we are healed. Listen at this. He says in verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. Wow. With the feelings or sensations of our infirmities, or our weaknesses, or our diseases, or our sicknesses. But was in all points tested or tempted, the word tempted there, or tested like we are, yet without sin. Now somebody said, what in the world does this have to, you mean to tell me that, what does sin have to do with it, and who was this guy, Jesus, who was touched with the feelings of our infirmities? In other words, our weaknesses. Really? He was touched with that? He was touched with what I feel? He was touched with what I'm going through? You mean to tell me he experienced it in his own body? Well, friend, I've got good gospel news for you today. Of course he did. He was touched with what you and I were going through. He was touched with what we would deal with. And the Bible says he went through all those tests, yet without sin. In other words, without sin. He didn't yield to the situation that was in front of him. even though he felt all of it, he was still able to overcome. But I want to stop and tell you today that he had to overcome, but he overcame so that you and I could be labeled overcomers. Slap yourself and give yourself a high five again and say, I'm an overcomer. Ha! I'm going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Slap your hands again and say, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be an overcomer. I have overcome because he overcame for me. Hallelujah. I feel like shouting, praising God, running up and down the street I live on. Amen. And proclaiming to the world, and I'm shouting it on this Blog Talk Radio today, at this podcast, that you are an overcomer. And then the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, and around, he said that you are not just an overcomer and a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. In Christ Jesus, you and I, my God, look, man, you and I, look, woman, look, boy, look, girl, you and I have been given the antidote for disease and sickness and distress. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He has already paid the price. He's already purchased our healing. He's already given himself on the cross. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, he bore our sickness and bare our sorrows. In verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says he did the same thing. Peter said he did the same thing. He carried our sicknesses and diseases to the cross. And there nailed them there and left them, as the Colossian writer says, for an open show to the enemy who had us bound and chained as an open show and triumphed over them in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. He triumphed over sin. He triumphed over sickness. He triumphed over disease and gave you and I the remedy of that by saying to us that he paid the price in purchase. And not only that, he says, but I was touched with what you're going through. I'm touched with the fact that you're sick. I'm touched with the fact that you have disease. I'm touched with the feelings of what you're dealing with in this life. He said, I'm touched that you may have cancer. I'm touched with the feelings of this sickness and disease of sugar diabetes and heart trouble and all manners of this sickness and having no limbs and having limbs. He said, I'm touched with that. He said, but I want to tell you good gospel news. I died for that. I paid the price for it. That you can be healed from cancer, that you can be delivered from diabetes, that you can be delivered from heart troubles, that you can have limbs on your body, that you can have a new hand, a new arm. Glory to God. You know, there are reports that are in Argentina that people are growing out hair, growing teeth, hallelujah, growing out limbs. Supernatural, extraordinary miracles are taking place. And I want to tell you today that it's the same Jesus in the United States of America that's over there in Argentina. And I ask you the question today, will thou be made whole? And the next question I want to challenge you with is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you desire it? It's already mine. It's already yours. And you and I ought to get angry enough and say, it's mine. It's mine, and I have it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get me a shot of coffee here. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm excited today, aren't you? That Jesus has paid the price. He has purchased our deliverance. He's purchased our healing. He's paid the price for our sin. Sin. The disorder, the transgression of God against a man, against God. Amen. I said amen. All right. Now listen. Going back to the Psalms in Psalms 107. And he said they were fainting, that they were hungry in verse 5 of 107. He said they were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Listen, look, I know that there are distresses in life. Let me tell you something. I just want to let you know that sickness can be painful. This ease is painful. It almost pushes you it has pushed some people to the point of death. Because they say, I just can't bear anymore. But why don't you tell the devil today? The devil's a man by the name of Jesus, our high priest, our great high priest, who bore that, who bare that in his own body, who carried that in his own body. And therefore, we don't have to carry it in ours. I'm going to say that one more time. You and I, we don't have to carry sickness and disease in our body. First of all, we don't even have to welcome it in. We don't even have to say, we don't even have to embrace it and say, it's not mine, it's not yours, because these are not attributes that I shared last week of the kingdom. There's no sickness in the kingdom. There's no disease in the kingdom. And I'm talking about the kingdom of God. I'm talking about the kingdom of God and his righteousness as according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things was he talking about? Every word of utterance that is proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's the literal translation of things, the word. It says every will receive all these words. And the word is today that you were healed and are healed by his stripes. That's your word. So that means that you don't have to carry a sickness. I don't have to carry a disease or any distress that is similar or against what God has already said about you and me in our bodies, or even close related to any certain circumstance or situation of life. Hallelujah. So tell that devil to get off of you and stop riding you. Tell that devil to leave you alone. The scripture says in the book of James, hallelujah, I believe chapter 5 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Tell him that he has no place in your life. He has no place in my life. And the Bible says he will flee from us. Because it's the hand of the enemy that brings sickness and disease. It's the hand of the enemy that brings discouragement. And it's the hand of the enemy that makes us feel like we are fainted within ourselves. But the Bible says, hallelujah, he hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. He has delivered us. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for delivering me from the hand of the enemy. Who is the enemy? Satan, Diabolos, Lucifer, that fallen angel of the from the skies, from the heavenlies. He is the enemy of your soul. He's the enemy of my soul. He's the enemy of your life. He's the enemy of my life. And he comes to steal, as John chapter 10, John 10:10 says, for the enemy comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life, you and I, and that we would have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I feel like praising God, and I'm just going to tell myself, I have abundant life. And I have it not just abundantly, but more abundantly. Praise God. I have a more abundant life. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just life, but life more abundantly. Verse 6 says, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Let me tell you something. Are you distressed today? Are you in trouble? Somebody says, Brother Robinson, I'm in trouble. And somebody says, my trouble is, I've been told I have an incurable disease. I have an incurable sickness. It could be AIDS, seemingly. It could be a sickness and disease. I have an addiction. It could be crack cocaine. It could be the new drugs that are out on the street. And you said, I have an addiction and it can't be delivered. I have a disease and I can't be healed. You're in distress of an addiction and you are in trouble of a disease. I stopped by to give you good gospel news today. The Bible says, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord in their trouble and their distress, he delivered them out of their distresses. I don't know what your distress is today. I don't know what your disease is altogether. I know that there are many diseases and there are many distresses of life. I could name a few, but I probably wouldn't name them all because I might not hit your category. So today I will just say that whatever your disease is, whatever your distress is, whatever your addiction may be, whatever thing you're going through, hallelujah, I want to tell you good gospel news that Jesus said you don't have to faint. Paul, the psalmist said you don't have to faint, and you don't have to remain in that trouble, and you don't have to remain in that distress. Because if you will cry out to the Lord will deliver you, which he has already, let me say it this way, he has already delivered you. But paradoxically, because it's a seeming contradiction, You haven't cried out to him, so therefore you're not delivered. You've been delivered, but you're not delivered because you haven't cried out. Hallelujah. But I stop by to tell you today, if you will cry out, the manifestation will take place of what has already been done concerning your deliverance and mine. And that is, you will be delivered, but you have already been delivered. Hallelujah. That's what even makes it better. You have and I have already been delivered, but because we haven't, let me say it this way, received it, we are not. Tell somebody I received my deliverance today. I received my deliverance. Hallelujah. My God, I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt the power of God. When you said that, when I said that, I receive my deliverance. Hallelujah. I embrace it. I grab it. I pull it to. You know what? If I had $1 million and you wouldn't get it, it wouldn't make you any better. If I presented that to you as a gift, $1 million now, and I know you wouldn't reject that, most likely. Hallelujah. If I presented it to you and you didn't receive it, it was just set there because there's no reception to it. If I communicated it to you, then you should reciprocate it. In other words, if I gave or handed it to you, you should receive it. You should take it. Tell somebody, take it. I take it today. I take my deliverance. I take my healing. I take my, hallelujah, by his stripes, my healing. I take it with his stripes, my healing. I take it. You take it today. It's been availed to you. It's made available to you. It's made available to me. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Are you in trouble today? And he delivered them out of their distresses. Look, he's not just willing to deliver you out of your trouble. He's willing to deliver you out of your trouble and your distresses. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Can I tell you something? There's a place for you today, hallelujah, that the Lord wants you to park. He wants you to sit in a place called the city of habitation, and that city is the kingdom of God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord, the psalmist says, for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing of thy soul. Listen. He satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Let me tell you something. He's here to satisfy you today. He has come to satisfy me. And I know that some of you are saying, but oh, Brother Jerry, Brother Robinson, Dr. Robinson, so-and-so died of that disease, or so-and-so died of that sickness. Well, let me say something to you. You don't have to, and I don't have to. It's a fact that, yes, they did pass away. Yes, it's a fact that they did die. But that doesn't mean that you and I have to. And I can tell you probably the most real reason that they didn't receive the availability of what was prescribed for them, and that is that Jesus said he was touched with the feelings of their infirmity. But yet, at all points without sin, he gave himself for us as a ransom. And with his stripes and by his stripes, we are healed. We were healed and are healed. That's your solution. That's your prescription today. And all we've got to do is take the antidote. Take the dose of medicine that he prescribed to us. That is healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The prescription says in the book of Psalms that he delivered them out of their trouble and their distresses. And it also says in Psalms 103 that he healed them of all their diseases, all their sicknesses, not some, not all, but a few, but all. Now, some people say, well, you know, can I really be healed? Can I be healed of all people? Jerry O'Neill Robinson or whoever your name may be today, put your name there. Can I really be healed? Is it possible that everybody can be healed? Well, let's go to the New Testament. Let's turn to the book of Luke. Let's see what Luke has to say about this. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you just love the word of God? The word of God is life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said in John chapter 6, I just want to shout this while you're going to Luke chapter 6. He said, listen to what he says. He says, the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. He says the word, in verse 63 of John chapter 6, he says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I want to tell you that the word of God is speaking life to you today. Can you embrace it? Can you feel it? Can you understand it, that the Word of God is speaking life to you and speaking life to me? Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 6. Praise God, in verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples. Verse 17 of Luke chapter 6. And a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And verse 18 says, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were troubled, hallelujah, and they were distressed. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the Bible says in verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. He didn't just heal a few. He didn't just heal many. He didn't just heal a lot. He didn't just heal most of them. The Bible says that Jesus healed them all. Can I tell you something? Somebody said, well, you know, that's this sickness and disease I got. I don't think I can be healed of that. Wait a minute. The Bible says that they were vexed with spirits. They had problems. They had diseases. And the Bible says to be healed of their diseases in verse 17. And the Bible says that they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. They were healed. And the Bible says that many came to touch him after they saw that happen, and virtue went out of his body. Hallelujah, as virtue is going out of mine today. The virtue of the word, the power of the anointing that's in my life, that's on my life, that's being transferred to you. Hallelujah. The anointing that's in my body, that's in my mouth, being transferred to you today out of the word of God, which is the anointed one and his anointing. God, the word is anointed. And because I'm ministering it to you, it's being transferred into your life. And because I happen to have a connection with the anointing, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And I've availed myself to transfer it to you. Hallelujah. It's the same anointing today that was in the day that Jesus went to talk to the people out there in the distress and trouble. Excuse me. And the Bible says he healed them all. It's the same anointing. So I stop by to tell you today, friend, you be loose from that infirmity. You be healed from that sickness. You be delivered from that disease. And I want you to tell you, you are whole today. Hallelujah. Whatever that thing may be that you're going through, whatever that thing that you're dealing with, I command you to be healed, delivered, made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Did you feel that? Yeah, that's a good feeling. Did you get that? Did you feel that deliverance? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I said yes. Hallelujah, you have been made whole of that cancer, that heart trouble, that sickness, that disease, that kidney diabetes, that means that kidney transfer, that kidney form, whatever you're dealing with in your kidneys, in rheumatism and arthritis, all those sicknesses and disease vexed by spirit. Hallelujah, you have been delivered. I dethrone them today. I dethrone powers and principalities and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places that have caused you to come down to the level of this earth in sensitivity and touch. I dethrone those things that have caused you to have sickness and disease in your body and to take your mind off of the power of God and the things of the heavenly realm, as according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. I dethrone those powers and principalities that have come to remove your mind from the fact that you have been delivered from all sickness and disease. I dethrone them and cast them into the abyss and release back into your life today healing and health from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, as proclaimed by 3 John 2, which says, beloved, I pray above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Not only does the Lord desire for you to be healed, he desires for you to be healthy. Hallelujah. He wants you to be whole, friend. He wants you to be delivered from that sickness and from that disease today. You are delivered if you will cry out to him, if you will shout it on the housetop, if you will proclaim it into the mountains that you are delivered, if you will cry unto the Lord as the children of Israel did in their distress. I have good gospel news for you today that you are delivered. You have been made whole. I've been made whole. Hallelujah. Yes, I can be healed. Yes, I am healed. Yes, I receive my healing. Yes, my healing has been paid for. Hallelujah. How good, how much better can you get? Hallelujah. I said, how much better can you get? Can you receive that today? I'm telling you, God has still, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, as the Hebrew writer says. He changes not. He has, if he healed yesterday, he'll heal today. And if he heals today, he'll heal tomorrow. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. He will not change. And friend of mine, you have been loosed from your infirmity. You have been loosed from your sickness, and you have been loosed from your disease. Hallelujah. Isn't that good gospel news for you? Isn't that good gospel news for me? That man, that woman with that tumor in your body, and the enemy says that you can't be delivered from it because the doctor says it's in a place that cannot be removed. I want to tell you today, hallelujah, it's cast out of you. I cast it out in Yeshua's name, in bound and gag. I cast that thing into the abyss and release back into your life healing and health from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You are delivered today. I said you are delivered today. I said you are delivered. Praise God. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and rejoice. Go ahead. Go ahead and make yourself, praise God, give yourself a praise party. Isn't that amazing? The Bible said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Psalms 107, oh, that men, and praise God, would praise the Lord in verse 8. Who shows his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Somebody says, well, Brother Jerry, I don't know if I'm really healed. I don't know if the Lord can do that for me. I'm going to tell you that he's already done it. In Psalms 107, verse 20, listen to what he says. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What are you facing today that's trying to destroy your life? What are you facing today that's seeking to tell you that you cannot be delivered? What are you facing today that says there's no hope for you? What are you facing, friend? I'll stop by to tell you that I send the word of God to you today. I send the word of God on your behalf. I send the word of God to you in the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I proclaim to you that you are healed. You are delivered. You have been made whole. You are free today. You are free, free indeed, to go and tell somebody, proclaim to them, as Isaiah said, ye were healed. And Peter said, you are healed. How about that? Praise God. It's not a question of if I will be. It's not a question of could I. Or it's not a question of would I. It is the question of you have been. Hallelujah. You have been made whole. You are delivered. Hallelujah. All right, I know I've got a good shout going on here. I've got a good praise. A friend, I'm happy. I am excited. I am glad. I am so enthused of what Jesus has done for me. What Jesus did for me out on Calvary. Hallelujah. He paid the sin debt. He paid the price. Not only can I be diseased from delivered from a physical ailment, I have been delivered from a spiritual ailment. And that spiritual ailment today is the number one cause of all the rest of this mess that's happening in my life and in your life, and that is sin. The Bible says, and with his stripes we were healed. In other words, he bore our sins and our diseases in his body. Our sins, friend. Can I tell you something today? If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, you can be saved. He not only died for your healing, he died for your salvation. Praise God. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what you are doing. If whenever you are hearing this podcast, I stop by to tell you that he saves, as I shared from a few minutes ago. He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. I don't care what phase of life you are in. I don't care what place of life you are in. I don't care what you are experiencing. I don't care if you have the worst addiction in the world. I don't care if you have the worst distress that you feel like that the depression is so great that you want to go commit suicide. I command that suicide devil to take his hands off of you in the name of Jesus. I command that addiction devil to take his hands off of you in the name of Jesus. And I cast those things out, and I cast out the sin of your life. If you will cry out to the Lord today by way of your words and say, Lord, I am a sinner and I need to be delivered. The Bible says that they cried out to him in their trouble and he delivered them out of their distress. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Friend of mine, I want to tell you today, you are delivered. And if you will cry out to the Lord, what do you mean cry out? If you will say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy upon my life. I want to tell you today, the Bible says that many as called upon him were saved in the book of Romans chapter 10. As many as called upon the name of the Lord were saved. Hallelujah. You can be saved today. Cry out to him. Shout to him. Believe that he can deliver you and he will make you free. Hallelujah. They called upon his name and they were delivered. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that you and I would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him honor. Give him glory. Give him what's due to him. He has paid the price. And let's do what's right. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him majesty, dominion, and power, because he is the King of kings. Am I preaching? I guess I am. And the Lord of lords. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm so excited of what Jesus has done in the earth. And I want to give him praise today. I want to give him honor. I'm giving him glory. I'm giving him majesty, dominion, and power, because he is the one true God. He is the Son of God. He is the one who delivered you. He's the one who delivered me from not only sickness and disease, but he delivered me from the major cause of all of that. He delivered me from my sin. Hallelujah, and I am excited. I don't have to be bound anymore by the troubles of this life. Did I say I didn't have trouble? I didn't say that. But I don't have to be bound by it anymore. Did I say I didn't have distresses come? I didn't say that. But now I know that I've been delivered. You've been delivered. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give you a fantasy land trip and say that all is well, because it's a fact that you may be experiencing trouble. It's a fact that you may be going through some hard times. But I came to tell you good gospel news today that you are delivered because Jesus paid the sin debt and paid for your sickness and disease to be healed. And all that men would praise the Lord. Are you having this comfort of life? Are you having? Are you living under beneath your privileges? Are you living, hallelujah, out of the distrust of the promises of God? And not only these are promises, these are facts. These are actual penned covenants that God made, that you and I are delivered. We're healed out of these distresses. Look, I don't have but a minute and some seconds to go. But I want to tell you today, praise God, that you have been delivered. You've been made whole. Next week I'm going to be talking with a great pastor friend of mine out of Dothan, Alabama, Pastor Willie Barkley. Praise God. I want you to tune in next week with us. Pastor Barkley got one of the greatest miracles, hallelujah, that I've ever heard. And I was right there. I just happened to be present during the time that miracle came into his life. Praise God. And I want to share that miracle with you next week. Why don't you come back and tune into this podcast next week? Here it is, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson telling you once again that with his stripes, where you were healed, and by his stripes you are healed. And I'm talking about the stripes that Jesus bore in his body. Praise God. I want to pray the prayer of faith with you again today. Those of you who have already heard the broadcast, you've been listening. I prayed the prayer of faith several times, but I'm going to pray with you again. Whatever you're faced with, whatever that thing is that's pushing you up against the wall, your back is against the wall. Your life is in distress. Your life is in trouble. Or maybe you know somebody that's in distress and somebody that's in trouble. And they need a deliverance. They need a touch from the hand of Almighty God. I want to be that one today to pray and agree with you by the prayers of faith that you are delivered. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody that's listening to this podcast today, all the people that are living in distress, I command them to be loosed and healed of their infirmities in the name of Jesus. I proclaim it upon them in Jesus' name, and I command them to receive that power that is greater than any power in this earth, and that is the power of Almighty God. God bless you today. Look forward to talking to you again. Amen.